Hey, welcome in. Valentine's Day to everybody out there. That doesn't mean I love you guys. Don't look at me that I like I'm crazy. You're not my Valentines, but you are my favorite people in the world. Let it be said. And it's true on the record. You're some of my favorite people in the world. Having said that, I want to make another comment. Well, let me interrupt myself just for a second. I said I was going to talk about socialism in the future, and I'm talking about aspects of socialism right now. I'm going to give some historical background on socialism and its inefficiencies, but that's something that's going to have to wait. Today I'm going to talk about the real hot button coming up in the 2020 election. And what that is, the Democrats, I have to say the Democrat socialists, are really pushing a single-payer system, i.e. universal health care. Now, as you listen to what I'm about to say, because it does, I am going to bring out some of the fallacies of universal health care. I want you to keep in mind, I'm not an ogre. I'm not saying let's let people die in the streets. I'm not saying that at all. What I am saying is, under the law today, if someone has a life-threatening disease, an injury that is meaningful, i.e. more than a cut, but let's say a broken arm, by law, the emergency rooms in the hospitals around the country have to take care of those people. Keep that in mind. I'm not a bad guy. I'm a guy who wants to see our country survive. And I'm a guy who wants to see us have just a little bit more incentive to work. Because a lot of people, there are families that have generations of people right now, included in them, that are simply not working. Well, anyway, let me say this about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's and Bernie Sanders' plan. Well, number one, the rock bottom cost on that plan is going to increase our deficit from $21 trillion, what it is right about now, to practically $60 trillion. It's going to do that because the acknowledged cost of universal health care, strictly a single-payer system, is $32 trillion a year. That's going to bring our country to its knees. And when that happens, we won't be able to help anybody, perhaps least of all ourselves. Okay, having said that, those numbers just don't make any sense. What in the interviews I've done in the past, most of my guests who are experts in the medical industry have said the same thing I'm saying that night right now. They have stressed the fact that they're not being cold-hearted because those people would still be taken care of. We are looking at a potential system in the United States that on the drawing board may look really good. Free everything for everybody, free college education, free health care, forgetting student debt, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Well, that's not what America is. We cannot help ourselves, and we cannot help others if we are facing a $60 trillion deficit. We have to be able to keep on going to help others. Remember, as it says in the Bible, the Lord helps those who help themselves. And I wish more people in the United States would realize that. What do we have, you guys, in terms of comments on this one?